It's Audio Mo. Well, days 11 and 12, really. I didn't have time to post yesterday because I was putting the finishing touches to this month's Bletchley Park podcast. So I had about 5 or 6 hours of audio to edit down into an hour's programme. But I think I did it. I'll maybe post that tomorrow as an Audio Mo. But anyway, so yeah, I'm catching up on the political machinations of the UK government. Oh dear. So over the weekend, Theresa May's two main advisers have resigned. Sorry, yeah, they resigned, didn't they? Yeah, it's not the fact you fired them. What absolute rubbish. It's not the fact that most of your party are complaining about these two being so toxic in meetings that's why you lost the election. No, that has nothing to do with that at all. Nothing at all. Nothing to see here. And then she's reshuffled her cabinet. So she's brought in a cabinet of talents, is how she described it. Most of them are the same bloody people she had in the cabinet already. She's brought in the slug, Michael Gove. Possibly has there been a more odious man in politics who thought he was going to be leader of the Tory party and then lost. What a bloody shame. The man's a disaster. He's useless. So he's in, and most of the others, there's hardly any reshuffle in her cabinet at all. The press are saying that had she won this landslide, for a start she'd have fired the Chancellor because she didn't agree with him, didn't get on with him or whatever. But he's still in position. Most of the people are still in position because she hasn't actually got any authority within her party now. People are describing her as a dead woman walking. The 1922 committee, which is a backbench committee of the Tory party, that basically is the tail that wags the dog of the Tory party, have pulled forward their meeting to tonight so she can address them. She's basically got no power. She's got hardly any backing from her party. And we're about to go into the most important negotiations this country has ever had for Brexit. Brilliant. Well done. Strong and stable. Strong and stable. Yep, strong and stable. Strong and stable. Cabinet of talents. I've got wardrobes in my house that are more talented than people she's brought into government now. So I'm going to leave it at that. I've had my little rant. I've had my little laugh. Wasn't that a good idea, that election? Well done, Mrs. May. Well done, Prime Minister. Cabinet of talents.